The Gemara says that Mayim Achronim is an obligation. So before a person washes, a person has to wash Mayim Achronim. In fact, the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Yud Zayin indicates that in a certain sense, maybe it's even more chomer than Mayim Rishonim, than the Tzios Adayim before bread. The Gemara says that soldiers who are in the Machaneh going out to battle are padur from Mayim Rishonim, but they would still have to do Mayim Achronim because of the sakana involved. So this leads us to the issue of what is the reason for Mayim Achronim, and why is it that so many people are lenient bizman hazeh? So the Gemara in two different places brings two different reasons for Mayim Achronim. In Gemara Brachos and Daf Nun Gimel Beis, the Gemara discusses the fact that a person's hands need to be clean when he makes Brachos. And the Gemara in that context says that you have to wash Mayim Achronim. It's clear from that Gemara that the reason is because a person's hands are presumably dirty from the meal, greasy, and one is not supposed to make brachos under such circumstances. According to this, it's not lav dafka benching. If a person is making other brachos as well, it would be a good idea for a person's hands to be clean. The Gemara gives a drasha, probably an asmachta from the pasuk v'iskadishtem v'isem kadoshim. So that's one source over there. The Gemara in Chulin famously mentions the concept of melach zdomis as some sort of a salt which they would have, which apparently could get on one's hands and then it could get on one's eyes and it could cause even blindness. So because of that, they were very machmir. It's a sakana. So the combination of the two reasons, of the cleanliness as well as the melach zdomis. Tosus in both of those Gemaras says that that we're lenient bizman hazeh because we don't have melach zdomis. And in terms of the hands being dirty, our hands are not called dirty because we don't really care about whatever dirt is on them from the meal. We don't wash them afterwards anyways. And therefore, we're not makbid on that level of dirtiness. So therefore, it's not called dirty. And therefore, Mayim Achronim is not essential. Tosus themselves point out that if a person would consider his hands to be dirty, such that he would wash his hands after the meal, then certainly he would be obligated to wash Mayim Achronim before benching. Even Tosus agreed to that. Many other Rishonim just quote the halacha as stated in the Gemara, the Mayim Achronim Chovah. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Pei Aleph, at the beginning of the Siman, the Mechaber just writes, Mayim Achronim Chovah, straightforward, Mayim Achronim are an obligation. At the very end of the Siman, then the Mechaber quotes, Yesh Nogim, there are those who, Yesh Ein Nogim Litol Mayim Achronim, there are those who are Noeg not to, but even they, if they consider their hands dirty, they would have to wash Mayim Achronim. Interestingly enough, the Ramah doesn't make any comments in this siman, but in the Darkei Moshe, in the Ramah's commentary on the Tur, he writes that the minhag is like the Tosis, not to do Mayim Achronim. So that's the basis of those who don't do Mayim Achronim. There are those who point out that Bizman Hazeh, even more so, people eat with cutlery, they don't get really their hands dirty, and therefore there would be more room to be makel Bizman Hazeh. On the other hand, many poskim bring the chumrah, and especially those who are more influenced by Kabbalah, so Alpi Kabbalah, the Kabbalists are very machmir on the issue of Mayim Achronim. The Zohar is very, very machmir. Mayim Achronim protects you from negative spiritual forces, ideas which are difficult to understand. You give them their due through the Mayim Achronim, and therefore they don't bother you anymore. But the Magen Avraham already quotes this, and many later poskim as well, and the Gro is machmir. I'm not sure if it's based on the Kabbalah or not, but for whatever reason, definitely the Gro is machmir, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Sifkat and Chav Beis, that you get the impression from the Mishnah Berurah that he thinks it's better to wash Mayim Achronim. In terms of some of the details of how to do so, if a person is washing Mayim Achronim, so in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Dalet, it says you have to wash until the second joint on the fingers. In other words, the ones before the knuckles. Because that's where the food generally touches. If the rest of your hands would be dirty, you'd have to wash them too. But you have to wash until the second knuckle. The Mishnah Berurah there writes, Ra'alai Amasa, the people who are very makbara, Mayim Achronim, but they just moisten the tips of their fingers. They don't wash until the second joint. They're not really Mekayim, the union of Mayim Achronim, anyway, even though they're trying to be makbara about it. I think this is something which is still very common, Bizman Hazeh. There are those who suggest that one should wash more than Mekubalim. We're into washing the entire fingers until the knuckles. The Gro thinks you should wash the whole hand. But in the Shulchan Aruch it says until the second joint. Similarly, in the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkat and Chav Beis, he writes that many of the other dinim of Netilas Yadayim don't apply. You don't have to use a kli. You could even just turn on the faucet and wash. As long as you're washing the hands, that would be acceptable. It doesn't have to be koch gavra, just as long as you're washing your hands. And again, there are those like the Gra who apply all the dinim of Netilas Yadayim. It would be an extra chumrah to wash according to all the regular dinim that we're familiar with from Mayim Rishonim. So have a great day, and please do.